Joseph had a problem. His life had been going so well. His reputation as a good carpenter had spread. Business was good. He'd secured a nice home for himself. He was established. And he had his life planned out. He was looking forward to getting married, raising kids. And now, the young woman he was planning to marry was pregnant, and he knew that he was not the father. All of his plans had fallen apart, and he didn't know what to do. His life just wasn't turning out as he had imagined it. And then an angel showed up and told him, "Don't be afraid." It's always God's words. "Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The baby growing inside her is God's work. Call him Jesus," which means God saves. "Call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. And then the angel was gone, and Joseph had to go on with his life. Don't be afraid. Easy for the angel to say. But he chose to trust what he had heard. And so Mary had the support and love of a husband, and Jesus had a safe home to grow up in, and a human father to teach him and love him and help him. Joseph chose to trust God's word to him, but it didn't make all his problems go away. He still had to face his town's reaction to Mary's pregnancy. He still had to deal with gossip, with whispers just out of range and sometimes not quite out of range. He still had to deal with his own doubts and fears. I wonder how many times during Mary's pregnancy Joseph wondered whether that angel was real. I wonder how many times when he watched Jesus as a baby and then watched him as a toddler and as a young child looking so absolutely normal, he wondered if he just dreamed it all. I wonder if he was still alive when Jesus began his ministry, whether he ever imagined that God with us would look like that. You know, we stop at this story, kind of with this moment. I was like, okay, Joseph decided to go ahead and marry Mary, and that's it. But it was a decision he had to live with all his life. It had lifelong consequences for him. And you know how people are. That whispering never goes away. Joseph didn't just have to trust the angel once. He had to choose trust over fear again and again for the rest of his life. And yet through him, as well as through Mary, God's presence grew and flourished among us. Joseph had to say yes too, in order to allow this work of God to grow. And I found myself reflecting this week, what in our lives just seem like problems. Problems. Not the way that we had expected life to go. That never happens to you, I'm sure, that you have things planned out and then it doesn't turn out that way. What in your life looks like an insurmountable problem? And you look at it and you're afraid and you feel hopeless. And you can't imagine how God could possibly be at work in this. Where might God's messengers be speaking to you? Saying, as God always does to us, don't be afraid. Inviting you to lay aside your fear, to hand it over to God, to trust, and to take the actions that you need to take, that God is calling you to do. Reminding you that God is with you. God is with you. Even though we're not Mary or Joseph, God is still at work among us, still at work in our world. Emmanuel was not just back then. Emmanuel is here and now. God is still seeking to be born again into this world through us. God is still at work among us, transforming hopelessness and fear into trust and love. God is still nurturing new life and hope in every one of our lives. And even when we come to the end of our lives, God is still with us, saying, do not be afraid. I am with you. God is with us always, to the end of the age. That's how Matthew ends. Because the promise given at Jesus' birth is the promise for all of us always. God is with us. We don't need to be afraid, no matter how big the problem, because God can work through that to bring grace and hope and new life. Amen.
Amen.